Long, long ago, when animals still held meetings under the big fig tree
and the tortoise still had smooth skin,
there lived a huge and strong elephant. Elephant always boasted of his size and strength. He would wake up every morning and trumpet,
"Who is stronger than me? Nobody. I'm the strongest of you all.
Nobody can challenge my strength." The other animals would tremble in fear. One day, as he was busy boasting and flapping his blanket ears, Hare came along. Hare looked up to Elephant from below and said in his little voice, "Mr. Elephant, what is all this noise about, and yet you cannot beat a small animal like me in tug of war?" The animals gasped. Monkey dropped his banana.
Tortoise nearly flipped over.
"What did you say, you bouncing fable?" thundered Elephant. "I'm challenging you to a tug of war, you and me, tomorrow.
Let our friends see who's really stronger."
Elephant laughed until birds flew away. "Ha, ha, ha. This is going to be easy," he said. "Prepare to be dragged like a dry leaf." So the next day, Hare came dragging a strong, long rope. He asked the other animals to help him to tie one end around the elephant's thick waist. He then disappeared into the bushes with the other end, saying, "When I have tied my end around my waist, I will give a signal for us to start." Hare tied his end tightly around a huge ancient
baobab tree.
That tree had roots run wider than an ocean and were deeper than a family secret. The animals had gathered. They drew a line in the dust, and when Hare gave the signal for the start, they started cheering. They chanted, "Pull! Pull! Pull! Let us see who falls!" Elephant pulled. The rope pulled back. He dug his feet in. The rope tugged harder. He puffed. He huffed. He groaned like thunder. But the rope did not budge. He cried, "Hare must be using witchcraft."
After what felt like a century,
Elephant gave up. His legs were trembling, his ears dropping. "I can't believe it," he muttered. "Hare is as strong as I am, or even stronger than me." When the animals blew the whistle for game over, Hare emerged from behind the bushes, skipping happily, holding his end of the rope like a hero. The animals cheered Hare loudly. Elephant just blinked. He never bragged again. From that day on, whenever someone brags too much, the animals say, "Check the other end of the rope before you boast."